We believe that there is really no appropriate memorial to the general in this town.
Local businessman and Marine Corps veteran Chris Doseph, who says Pensacola's new museum and flight academy and the state government building that bear the general's name are great, but not enough. While running for Congress last year, Doseph unveiled the idea to name the new span for General James and erect a statue in his honor.
You could imagine people would be coming right off like this, right? And they would be greeted by General James, you know, holding his helmet and an airplane. I think that would be phenomenal.
On a recent weekday morning, Doseph is envisioning a monument to James in the green space at the bridge landing where Pensacola's City of Five Flags display once sat. But where to locate a monument is secondary to getting the naming support needed from local officials. Doseph is forming a board with like-minded individuals who've been helping him to make the case that General Daniel Chappie James Jr. is most deserving of this honor. As a Pensacola native who served with the famed Tuskegee Airmen and rose to become the first African-American four-star general in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Served during three wars, fought in two, 180 combat missions, then stared down Muammar Gaddafi because he wanted to take over that base in Libya, became a four-star general and the commander of the North American Air Defense Command. It doesn't matter what color you are, who you are, those are achievements that are rarely met by many people that have served in the military.
In January and February, proponents of naming the bridge for James have been making the rounds, officially pitching their idea to each of the local governmental bodies involved. So far, they're 2-for-4, with the City of Gulf Breeze yet to put the item on their agenda.
6-to-1 vote, City of Pensacola. I think that's an overwhelming majority of folks seeing the merit. Unanimous support, Santa Rosa County. 3 of the 5 commissioners happen to be veterans. And let me tell you what, we are so grateful for what they did for us. Because they didn't equivocate. They took a bold stand, and we're very happy that they did. Okay, we're very proud of them.
Escambia,
not so much.
At their February 21st meeting, Escambia County Commissioners voted to form a committee to assess naming options and give residents a chance to weigh in.
I simply say this, in order to do what's being requested requires that we have to strip the current designation from that bridge.
Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, referencing that the span is currently named for former State Senate President Philip D. Beale.
When a new replacement structure is to be completed, constructed to replace an existing structure, absent legislative action, it carries the original designation.
And that's what Beale's descendants are fighting for. Despite our local history and the common practice of bestowing new bridges with new names. For example, the original 1931 bridge, now the Fishing Pier, was later named for Thomas Johnson. Johnson's name was removed when the current 1960 replacement span was named in memory of Beale. Although Burgosh supports local efforts to memorialize General James and he voted in favor of the committee, he's opposed to totally removing Beale's name. And he's not been moved by revelations that the former state senator sponsored legislation to ban African Americans from voting in local elections in the 1930s.
No man's perfect. When I hear that name starting to be dragged through the mud based upon historical realities that were in play at the time, I just think it's disingenuous. I think it's disgusting. If we are going to be the self-anointed memorial and monument police, then there's not going to be many statues left. There certainly won't be. And it's a very slippery, steep slope, as I've said on numerous occasions.
As noted by Burgosh, legislative action is required to change the bridge name. While District 1 Republican Representative Mike Hill generally agrees on the issue of monuments, in this case, the military veteran is in favor of a new bridge designation that would honor General James, who in 1976 spoke to Hill's freshman class at the Air Force Academy.
I think that that is entirely appropriate, and I think it would be fantastic that we would be showcasing not only for our area but to the nation that we are honoring this great American.
Hill has filed a draft bill to that effect with a similar measure from Senator Daryl Roussan, a Democrat from Hillsborough County. But Hill says time is running out for it to move forward this year.
In order for it to be a part of this session, It has to be filed before we begin session, which is on March 5th. So it has to be done before then. And it looks like that is not going to happen.
Hill says the main holdup is the fact that the naming proposal currently lacks the unanimous support required from all the affected local governmental entities. Effectively, that means another year before any action can be taken. For his part, Chris Dosev is disappointed with the delay, since he wanted to have everything in place for a monument to General James when the bridge opens in 2021. But he says they're regrouping and plan to use the additional time to raise community awareness and support.
You know, we have a plan to incorporate this in the local area grammar schools, the high schools, the higher ed institutions. So we are now aiming all of our fires to February 11th, 2020.
That's the date of General James's 100th birthday. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.